You're listening to Swiping Up.
Join Esther.
So dang cute.
Wendy.
Hey, y'all.
And Spencer.
Just wanted to pop on.
As they spill the tea on the lifestyles of the Insta-famous.
Hey, guys. Welcome to episode 29.
20.
The last year of our
20s. Last year. I mean,
wow. This decade really blew.
It's almost.
I mean, flew.
I was reading it
more
as
like
blew by.
Blew up.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
That's
and hi, this is Esther. I know that you probably don't recognize me, but, you know, I just had bronchitis.
She left her voice in episode 28.
Yep. Just chugging through with no voice.
I'm not going to lie, though. I love when I have bronchitis,
like a raspy voice.
I love the sound of my voice.
I hate
the sound of my voice normal.
Really?
Why? But when
I don't know. I just don't
like it. Like that Rachel Ray rasp.
Yeah, but when I have bronchitis, I'm like, oh yeah.
Like, I'm just trying to be a rock star.
You sexy girl.
I'm going to wear like a graphic tee and I'll like with a band on it and everyone will think that I'm like,
oh my God,
yeah. So edgy.
Yeah, I know.
Yes.
Very Sea Shield.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, Jinx. Go ahead. After you.
You go.
No, go ahead.
What were you
going
to say?
Well, I was just trying to segue for you. I was going to say.
I don't need a segue. I want to talk about Jessica Simpson's book.
Yes, me too.
Okay, cool. So, I about fell out of my chair.
Oh my God.
Okay. So I've been reading Jessica Simpson's book. I literally cannot put it down. And I know that she's not an influencer, but she has heavily influenced my life since she came on the circuit. But her book. Oh my God, y'all. Like, I want to make it our book club book.
Oh, okay. Sure.
The inaugural book.
We were talking about this at my hair appointment.
Awesome.
I was like, this should definitely, because I just ordered it.
Okay.
And I'm like,
I need to order it.
Order it.
Yeah.
I need the link.
Okay. So starting right now, we're going to give all y'all a heads up right now as you're listening to episode 29. Get the book if you want to be in the book club. Mm-hmm. We're going to figure out all the details.
Yeah.
And it is, I cannot put the book down, y'all.
Give us like one. Give us like one spoiler, one juicy detail. If you don't want to hear it and you're going to join the book club, then like don't listen for the next 30 seconds.
She had a really hard childhood that I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
And she was molested as a kid
by
a girl.
So you know what's interesting?
Oh my God.
Okay, that's really twisted.
It's so crazy.
But there was always rumor. I don't know if you recall. There was always rumors like about her dad.
Yes.
Like being inappropriate.
Being weird. Uh-huh. Yeah.
So it's interesting that like
she
was actually experiencing those things, but it wasn't with him. It was someone else.
Yes, I've heard that. But the craziest thing for me is, so this was a family childhood friend. It was another girl, and she let it happen for a while because she was scared. You know, she didn't think, you know, you hear that.
Mm-hmm.
People just don't know that they can like speak out or whatever. And then what comes to mind is like, so Jessica Simpson's childhood was really hard, like really hard on multiple levels. And then Jesse James Decker always tried to be Jessica Simpson, but she never was. And then of course, like her book comes to my head where it's like, she always talked about how hard of a childhood she had, but the people in her high school were like, no, you're like misconstruing what was happening.
Yeah.
Like when
Wait,
she was like,
Jesse James Decker has a book?
Yeah.
Oh.
Just Jesse. And I, you know, being that I was a huge fan, I obviously read it, but she talked about how kids poured like chicken slop on her head and all this stuff, which actually happened. But someone from her high school came out and was like, no, we initiated, that's how we got people into, I don't remember if it was on the cheerleading team or what it was, but that's what
like
they did.
Like a hazing.
Yeah, that's what they did. And she took it as like, oh my God.
She's embellishing and fabricating
or
things.
Or she took it and twisted it to make it look like poor Jesse.
That's what,
poor
that's what I'm saying. That's what she did. And people are coming out. Like, no,
that's not what really happened.
But reading this Jessica Simpson's is like, y'all, I love her so much. I always have. I've never swayed one second for that. Like,
wow.
Always been a huge fan. But the book is amazing. That's all I'm going to say.
All right, about book club.
Yeah, I love it. Literally so excited.
It's so good.
Mm.
So, yeah. Do we just want to jump in?
So, Allie Moore is moving back to Idaho.
I know.
Sad.
But wait, why?
It's from us.
Oh, yeah, that's
she
true.
She misses her family.
But I think it's so cool because how the whole story worked out. So when did they move to Nashville? Last summer, I feel like.
Well, maybe, yeah. I mean, have they even been in Nashville a year?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
And the house that they were living in, I think the lease or whatever it is was just happens to be up and it's available at the exact same time that they decided to move back. So it was like meant to be.
Oh, wait, the house that they're living in.
The house that they were living in back in Idaho.
It's they have a rental property.
Yeah.
Okay. So their tenants are moving out.
I was like, wait, I thought they didn't sell their house yet. Yes.
So I just think that's so cool for them.
It is. And I totally get wanting to be near family. Yeah. It's hard. Oh, yeah. And she's got, you know, he travels so much. Yeah. And I mean,
it could be so isolating trying to take care of all the kids. Yeah. And, you know?
Oh my God. I'm obsessed with her little redhead.
The little one.
Yeah. He's so cute. God, he is so delicious. Yes. She had on her stories, I think it was yesterday.
And the blue PJs, all
of
them.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Loved it.
When they were dancing.
The little dancing. I can't. And she was like, do the robot.
Yes. I just watched that.
Oh my gosh.
I love that family. I really do. They're just, I don't know. They're so real. And
she's so down to earth. Like,
yeah.
When I was sick, like, she reached out and was like, how are you feeling? Like, she's not just about herself and what she's doing. Yeah. She's like a thoughtful person.
She took the time.
And I'm like, oh, we really are friends. You really are my friend, Allie Mort.
I just wish them all the best.
I know.
I do.
I told her, I said, that's not fair. You're farther away from us, but. But we'll just have to plan a trip to Idaho.
Yeah.
Idaho or Utah?
I have family all in Idaho. So Idaho. I think that's so cool.
I was thinking Utaho, so.
Utaho. You rude. wait, where in, is she like, is she moving back to like where your family is?
So I have family in Meridian and Boise. Uh-huh. Meridian and Boise are pretty much the same.
Okay.
Area.
Okay.
They like border each other. But yeah, that's where she's from.
Yeah.
Well, I've only been to Idaho once and it was an overnight to pick up a horse. So.
Wow.
So I've never been.
I still think about the potatoes that you told us about that
one
semester.
The ice cream potatoes. Yeah. Oh my God. You guys, we have to go.
We have to go. Yeah. We have to see Allie Moore and the potatoes.
Mm-hmm. Wait, are they potatoes or is it ice cream?
No, it's an ice cream. Idaho ice cream potato. Yeah.
That's right.
So good.
Ice cream that looks like a potato.
Right. Very confusing, but we're going to go see what it's about.
Probably delicious.
Yeah. who put the Southernish mama? I follow her and I love her. So who put that?
Okay,
did I put
so
that?
I probably did.
I might have done it too because when I saw it on there, I was like, oh, I have things that I want to say about it.
Then you probably put it, but you know, yeah, I don't follow her, so I'm not sure.
Well, then it was me. So
we've had a lot going on this week. So
I mean, this week has literally been.
The amnesia
absolutely
is okay.
Yeah. Oh my God, it was me.
Oh. Oh my God.
Wow.
Jeez. I was like,
Oh my God.
We talked about her before on the podcast, but.
Dumb. Well, I didn't remember. I don't remember talking about her. Like, oops.
Yeah.
But I came across her feed and I started following her because I just think that her. Like whole, so she does, first of all, she, in every photo that she posts, she does a letter board. And they're funny.
Yeah, they're funny. We talked about her more recently than not. It was a few weeks ago, I'm pretty sure. Or maybe I put it on our stories. I don't remember. But same thing, Spencer. I came across her randomly and saw like one of her messages. And it like, I was like, oh my God, that's speaking to me. And I love like the way that she's got good humor.
She kind of
reminds
me of.
And she stands out. Like she's not just your typical bib, right?
She kind of reminds me of the Birds Papaya. I kind of get Birds Papaya vibes from her.
I don't get that.
Like her messages, like
oh my god, I was thinking of like, Birdie Alamode when you said
oh
that.
Oh my gosh,
I was like,
no,
I'm not getting that. Yes, the Birds Papaya. Yes, love.
Yeah, okay, God, like, where you guys are listening to a bunch of scatterbrains today.
Like where she has like the messages, you know.
Yeah, but some of them are like that, like inspiring, uplifting,
and then some are funny.
Some are
and
so
witty.
Funny, and like she's obviously very, very intelligent, like Georgetown MBA, like
casually smart.
Yeah,
no big deal.
No big deal, but like just very, very witty. And I probably spent 45 minutes like scrolling back through and reading all her posts. So
I
that's why
to
I added
do a little
her.
She's deep really dive.
Cute. Wow.
Yeah. No, she's super cute. And I love, like I said, I like that she stands out because now that like I'm looking at so many different bibs, I am trying so hard to find something that's different now.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it kind of like monotonous to see, when it's the same old, same old.
Well, didn't
like now I'm like more hyper aware to it. I'm like, I don't want to follow you.
Well, didn't we text each other at some point? Like nothing is happening this week. Like,
it's been a very slow week for like drama and like
no bad news.
Yeah.
Yeah. So finding people like her are cool.
And then the next snippet I also put on. So Kara Lauren is one of my
love her.
OG follows. Mm-hmm. I followed her. I mean, I followed her for years, literally. Mm-hmm. and she hit 1 million followers. That's and we awesome. Missed it. It Aww. Was like, I want to say, I went back on Social Blade and it looks like she probably hit 1 million like late December, early January, like somewhere around the new year.
Aww.
But I wanted to call it out because that's huge.
Yeah,
and
that's
I just
amazing.
I didn't see anything about it. I didn't mm-hmm. hear anything about it, which also
we
in
can
the
still
way
post about it on
like,
our stories.
Kind of refreshing.
Yeah.
That, yeah. you know, she wasn't like, look at me.
And she's an OG, so it's
that's
yeah.
what I'm
whole,
saying.
Like,
anyways,
takes
that was
a long
really
time
exciting.
To, but that shows you, like, it takes a long time for those girls to, like, hit that.
Mm-hmm, to build it up.
Yeah, I'm sure
everybody dreams about being the one to hit that million mark, but mm-hmm. look how many, I mean, she's been doing this before there was an Instagram.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
I was
yeah.
following her, like, on Pinterest when yes. Pinterest mm-hmm. first came out.
Yep. And it's long before the influencer was a thing, right?
Yeah.
Like
mm-hmm.
it's like the OG days.
Okay, so then the Like to Know It awards, those
yes.
Wrapped up.
Did y'all see the winners and did y'all agree?
I don't know.
Oh. I liked it. I thought it was, I voted on them and a lot of the people that I voted for. Like,
okay, so in full disclosure, mm-hmm. I didn't see all the nominees okay. because my Like to Know It app is still fighting with me
okay.
and I can't get in to see anything.
Oh.
So like, would I, like if I could have picked from anybody for all those categories, would I have picked them? No, there okay. were definitely other people that I thought
but
should have won, but I wasn't mad about any
right,
of the winners
okay. but
either.
It's kind of cool because some of them I had never heard of. And
a lot of
so
them
it was,
I hadn't heard of them.
It was cool to me to see people who I had never heard of, you know, who are maybe not so mainstream
yeah.
win.
I did think it was really, really interesting that they had a male
yeah.
category.
Yeah.
And I would have been really interested to see
the
other
others,
nominees.
I know. I,
for that
I don't
one.
Remember.
Because the guy who won.
I didn't know
and
who
I
any
can't,
of them were.
I can't remember his name now. But his wife is apparently an influencer also.
Yep.
And she has like over 1 million followers.
I used to follow her a long time ago. Andrew Weston or whatever.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I used to follow her. I cannot think of her name right now. And I clicked on her page or his page through her one day. Like when I was just like laying in bed and mm-hmm. doing that. And now, yeah, he's huge. Like this
yeah,
was when they were like.
I think he has like 350.
Yeah.
400,000 followers, something like that. He's somewhere in that
Same.
Ballpark,
like
which
we do too.
I mean, yeah.
In case you missed it, we hit the
we're really blowing up this
hit
week.
The big time.
No, I thought I love that the Sister Studio won in
yeah.
her category. Like I'm glad she did because this has been a huge year for her.
Oh yeah,
you know, and so
Steve
the
Madden,
momentum
Abercrombie.
Is just like continuing for her because
yeah.
I feel like you got to get it while it's good.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think like I was reading a lot of complaints about her winning.
Oh, really?
And people were giving her grief, saying that she's
Why?
Not actually that her style's too simple. She's not actually very, like, fashionable, but
uh-huh.
I don't see other huge brands working with
yeah.
influencers the way they are with
but
her.
But maybe that's
yeah.
the style right now. And it's attainable
can,
for a lot of people.
Yes.
Right,
it's
and
not
I love
about,
that.
It, yeah, it's not about if it's high fashion
end,
or not.
Yeah.
Like it's a matter of you're influencing people. She has a huge influence presence. Like that's
right.
the whole point
For
of being an influencer.
For her to have Abercrombie and Steve Madden call her and
yeah.
say, you're selling out on stuff just from your swipe ups. Like she wasn't even trying.
No.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like
yeah.
for
she
two
had,
huge brands
yeah.
in the same year
yeah.
to have collaborations mm-hmm. with her
yeah.
is a big deal
yeah.
whether you like her style yeah. or don't like her
is
style.
Is it simple? Yeah, her style is very simple and oversized sweaters and cute jeans and I like that.
Yeah.
And it's like you said, Esther, so many people can wear that.
Exactly.
And
we're not dressing up every day of the week,
no.
you know.
And it looks good. It's styled very well together.
Yeah.
She looks very put together
yeah.
in jeans, either flats or little booties
mm-hmm.
and an oversized,
right.
like that's her signature look. And she looks very put together.
She's
so.
Good at mixing more expensive pieces with
yeah.
less expensive. I feel like she just appeals to such a wide audience of people.
Mm-hmm.
So
agreed.
I'm very happy for her that she won.
Obviously, I put Noah Nelson in
yeah.
her Vegas attire. Did y'all see her freaking jeans?
Yes.
You were at my salon, Spencer.
Yes, I was.
When, and I was like, I'm dead with her freaking outfit.
She is the happiest baby I have
Seriously.
Ever seen.
I
yeah.
know.
Oh,
she's
my God.
Always. I mean, granted, Maddie's probably
yes.
not putting up photos of her screaming and crying, but just, she is so sweet. That little smile of hers.
And the dimples, like, may the dimples live contagious. On. It's contagious. It is. It's, oh my God, I love that family so much. But
you know what? You have two beautiful people who are making beautiful babies. So thank you. Keep going.
Yeah. Replenish the earth. Thank you, Maddie Nelson. Love you.
I'd like you to have a whole football team.
Yes.
Okay. So last time I took a snippet, Kristen Coffey had a bachelor theory.
Okay. Is it her bachelor theory or is it the one that's cruising around
from
Reddit?
It's the one that's cruising around. Okay. And I first saw it on hers.
Okay.
And then I saw it on a couple of other bibs, but she was the first one that I saw.
I wanted hers. Is it the producer one?
Yeah.
Gotcha. All right, go ahead.
I just wanted to know what you thought. So I don't think it's a spoiler. I can say it, right?
It's a theory, not a spoiler.
So if you don't
want to hear it, fast forward.
Yeah. So there's a theory that Peter is going to end up with a production assistant or not. I don't know if she's a producer for The Bachelor. Julia Placa?
La Placa or whatever.
La Placa. Mm-hmm. Apparently they spent New Year's Eve together.
Mm-hmm. There's like extensive bullet points of like her being in a photo behind and his head is backwards. Oh my God, I can't.
And apparently they've been spending all this other time together too. I've never heard of it. This is the very first that I've heard of it.
Isn't she off the show right now too? Because she couldn't bear to see the ending of it. Didn't she like walk off?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
I read that she's not working on the show right now.
I need to do a little more research.
Okay.
I just saw this on Kristen's page and wanted to talk.
I asked Wendy, but I'll ask you.
Okay.
Have you watched the show Unreal?
I tell everyone to watch Unreal before they ever watch any other season of The Bachelor. It has completely changed my perspective on The Bachelor.
Yeah.
If you have not watched the show Unreal, I believe it's on Netflix. Go watch it. It's two or three seasons. The last season sucks.
I think it was two when it was on Lifetime and then they were going to cancel it. So like Netflix picked it up for like a final season.
Really all you need to watch is the first season.
Yeah.
But it is, oh my God. I'm going to go rewatch it.
But
it's that good.
But only the first season. Yes, I totally agree with you. The other seasons are like.
And Nick actually told me about it. Can you believe it? He got me on the show. Nice. I know.
I love it.
I know.
That is what happens in the show.
Yeah.
Yes.
The Bachelor falls in love with a producer, and I have been waiting for this to happen in real life.
Yeah.
But you got to figure, they keep saying that's this ending that
hasn't happened yet.
Hasn't happened.
You can't spoil
so
it.
The first theory was that somebody was pregnant.
Right.
But boring. I like this one so much more.
Oh yeah.
Well, this one's so rare. Like this one's never happened before, and it's very dramatic. And it's, I mean, I feel like I'm a huge Bachelor fan, but the thing is like it's getting a little out of control in my opinion with the drama, because every date that they're on, they're having a squash drama and you're not able to get to know each other anymore.
It's
becoming a thing where it's like, okay, we just want to have drama, drama, drama. I get having a little bit, but at the same time, it's like, okay, get on with
we still want to watch the relationships develop and connect with the people.
Yeah.
So. I think for the producer theory is the most exciting
one,
to me because it breaks that fourth wall.
Right.
And with reality TV, anytime you can get that fourth wall to come down, like that is exciting. Yeah. Like that is draws me in.
Yeah.
Mm. We'll see what
happens.
Love
it. Yeah, let it unfold.
Okay, so Danny Austin was in LA this week.
Yep.
Or was it, will it be last week by the time this airs?
Last week, this week.
She was
in LA and she was designing, and I'm using air quotes because we're also going to talk about that too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A collection with Amaryllis apparel.
Yes. So first of all, she's been wearing a wig on her stories with bangs.
Yeah.
And I am obsessed.
My God. She looks so good.
It's banging.
Touche. It's so cute.
It's really cute.
I never would have pegged her for
a bang girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. It looks really good. But hey, y'all, disclaimer, because we talked about this in our swiping up group. Wig bangs and like real bangs are totally different.
Yeah.
The rain hits a wig bang, you're still good. If you're going to look, you have a mustache. And somebody say it looks like they have a handlebar mustache on their forehead. Dead. Never heard it like that before.
Oh my
like,
God.
Yes.
It's so but true.
It is true.
So I actually thought it was really interesting, the wig, watching her at the wig fairy. Mm-hmm. I did not know there's like a whole science behind cutting wigs.
Oh yeah.
I just thought it was a one size fits all. Like you go, you put the color and the style on and that's it.
Yeah.
I went down a rabbit hole. So way back when we ate a little bit of crow about her and her wig situation. So I went down a rabbit hole and I was watching YouTube videos, and she had it. She has tons of videos showing like her wigs getting cut and styled, and like tutorials from the girl that does her wigs. It was fascinating.
It really is. That girl transformed her wigs.
Oh yeah.
Like not just the one with the big, the one with the bangs is my favorite one, but like all of them.
Yeah.
I just,
they were taking two, cause one of the videos I watched, and we are like way off topic,
but
one of the videos that she had was to find like affordable wig options.
Wigs are so freaking expensive.
Right. Not everybody can afford $1,000 real hair wig, you know? And so she was buying wigs off Amazon that were obviously synthetic, and they were playing around with them and trying to style them and tweak them and like showing people what they could do to the synthetic ones, and then like saying, okay, this one is like not workable, toss, whatever. I just thought that was a great idea.
I thought it was really cool too.
Even if you don't need a wig per se, I'm sure there's lots of people that are curious just about playing around with them.
I'm literally trying to find a picture of myself in a lace front, really good, nice, expensive wig, and it's dark and it looks so real, y'all. People thought I really cut my hair. I mean, colored my hair. And I'm trying to find it.
Oh, I cannot picture you with dark hair.
Oh.
Can you picture me with dark hair?
No.
I used to dye my hair black. It was almost, it was so dark brown. It was like the
I wouldn't like that, but I could picture you with like a nice, like deep chestnut.
Well, it's funny color. Because I have pale skin. The dark black, it was like so brown. It was almost black. It looked so freaking good on me because I have such like pale, like Snow White skin.
Yeah.
Damn, it looked good, but I had to get it done every 6 weeks.
Cause you're, And you look, you were bald if the hair was growing.
And I had a coworker who called me scalpy because every 6 weeks, those roots. Because he said it looks like your scalp.
That's so harsh.
And so I would walk into work and he'd be like, hey, morning scalpy. And I'm like, okay, it's time to go get my roots done.
That is horrible. Why didn't you march your ass right into HR?
So that same coworker also, when I had blonde hair, I wore it au naturel to work one day where I washed it, put like, I don't know, gel or mousse.
It was big and
scrunched
curly.
It. Yeah, and just wore it scrunchy. And he goes, oh, you look like Courtney Love from behind.
Oh, okay.
I cannot with this
have
guy.
Hated my natural hair ever since. Because it looks like a rat's nest.
Oh my God. Oh, here we absolutely go. Not.
You've never seen it like that.
Your natural hair.
Oh my God.
Isn't that crazy?
You look like a Guido.
Isn't that a real Guidette. Looking though? Like that hairline.
You look like Snooki. You okay, look like you
were
belong
you actually
on Jersey
tan?
Shore.
Yeah, like I that. Had like a spray tan. And I'm sure I had it filtered too.
We will have to post this picture for y'all because Wendy just showed us a picture of her with black hair and a spray tan.
Yeah, you look like you should have been on the Jersey Shore.
Yeah, it looks amazing though. I'm all for it.
I guess her name is Rita V. She's from Jersey Shore. Like you could go, I put that on my thing. I said when you're bored at work in a hair salon, it's a wig.
You could go
Rita
have v. drinks with Big Ange. Just saying. I know.
Rip.
I know. I love her. Yeah. All right. We're getting way off topic. Back to Amaryllis Apparel.
Yeah.
So I said a little teaser for an upcoming episode. We're not going to talk about this right now, about the whole designing part of it.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Well, no. I mean, I thought it was interesting because she did go on that trip with Amaryllis Apparel. So obviously she's been a good partner.
To France.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It was her and Tayshia from The Bachelor.
Yes, that's right.
And a couple other people. So I thought it was interesting, one, that they were continuing their relationship with her because obviously she's been a good partner to them. And it is always interesting to me when I see brands repeatedly working with someone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Over extended periods of time or working with them in a larger capacity. Yeah. Other than just, you know, a swipe up here or there. So I thought that was interesting. But like the designing.
We'll talk about that in a different episode. I don't want to go on the tangent now, but.
But it is very exciting for her.
Yeah, it is. It's
to exciting. Have a collaboration.
Any collaboration. And like anything like that, I think for a bib. I mean, you got to think, they have to take this to the next level. They can't just keep showing Goodnight Macaroon and what's the other one? Pink Lily.
Pink Lily, Pink Red Dress.
I mean, they can't just keep showing those, right?
Listen, so, I cannot hear Pink Lily without hearing Paige.
Pink Lily.
Oh my God, I love Paige.
Please, can you please do it?
Hey, y'all, it's Paige here, and I'm going to do my try on. It is a good day to be alive. The sun's still shining. Love you, Paige.
Oh, my God. Wendy, you gave me a coughing attack. I love it.
I mean, she's just so full of life.
Hey, y'all, I'm trying on Pink Lily.
But she's got so much emphasis on her voice, and I love it.
Yes. Oh, my God. Dead ringer.
I know. I mean, Paige.
Close your eyes. It's like you're in the room with her.
I know. Hey, maybe Paige can come here and be a guest on the show, and y'all have to be blindfolded, and me and her will do it and see if y'all can tell it apart.
God. Oh, my God. I love that. That would be so good. I would be so here for it.
And then you guys will close your eyes, and then Esther and I will both talk, and you'll try and figure out which one it is. Because nobody can tell us apart either.
Because everyone says we sound identical, except for this episode.
Well, it's very clear cut as to who is who.
So, Allie Green just launched a clothing line, an online boutique, I should say. Yeah. Not a clothing line.
Right. No.
But let's be honest. I don't really know how I feel about it. I don't even know what the name of it is.
John James said it's going to be fire. He's helped her work on this.
John James. Fire.
I know. I was like,
John James was throwing shade at Jesse James.
He was saying, like, it's not going to fall apart. This quality will actually be really good. I was like, okay.
You know they're getting it from the exact same place.
Yes, exactly right. Yeah.
Everyone, I'm sorry, like all these boutiques, they all get their shit from the same place.
Right. Yeah. It's not like they're handmade for Allie James. Let's be real. Or Allie Green.
Oh, you mean she doesn't have that kind of reach?
Nope.
Oh my God.
That probably should have been a snippet because they didn't really have anything to say other than just like telling everyone.
She launched an online boutique.
That's all.
Yay, it's fire.
We're talking a lot about collaborations and clothing here. The next one is Danielle Bernstein announcing a collection for Macy's.
Oh my God. So there's a trend. Yeah. But okay. So guys, I know that she was put on the Vivi list, but I do think this will be an interesting collab. So do you remember when she...
Big mistake.
Big.
Huge. Oh. We never told them what the Vivi list is. So for our swipers, if someone gets put on our Vivi list, it's from Pretty Woman when she walks in the boutique and they just shunt her down. Shunt. Whatever. I'm making up words. I'm going to say shunt her down. They just like shut it down and they're like, sorry, we don't have anything for you here. And she's like, oh, big mistake. Big. Huge.
Huge.
So we all know that part, right?
Sorry.
So
I forgot that we hadn't talked about
it. It's okay. It's fine. So we have a Vivi list for Vivian, for Julia Roberts' character. And it's for when people just like, you know, get shut down or whatever.
We want to shut them down.
We're shutting it down. Yeah. So Danielle is on our Vivi list.
Sorry.
But anyways, hey, Spencer, did you have something to say?
No.
I didn't completely interrupt you or anything. No big deal.
No, I'm scared. I don't want to say it. So a couple weeks back, she on her stories was doing that tour through her high school. Remember? And we sent it to each other and we're like, yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah.
Cause like if I walked through the halls of my high school, not one teacher would recognize me or know who I was. Think about how many students they see. You think they know you?
No, they don't.
Get the hell out of here. You know, she is not that kind of celebrity.
Right. Someone called for her on her behalf and they were like, hey, we have an influencer. She has 2 million followers. Can she come back to high school here?
Wow.
Can you pretend you know her and give her a hug and a high five?
Yeah. Because let me tell you, if I went back to my high school, Mr. Harris, who hated me in his honors class, would be like, ew, don't want to see you again.
But you're a bib now. And you have a podcast. So
I am. And they probably do listen.
He should be so honored.
Right. Or Mr. Bucher with his grown-up braces and he used to spit all over the place and his breasts were like bacon. Ew, vomit.
Ew.
Like,
I can't. I wonder if my 8th grade teacher who snapped my bra strap listens.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. What?
Hope he's listening from prison.
Is it a boy or a girl?
A boy.
Yeah. Why would he pop your bra strap?
It was like peeking out of my shirt and he ran his finger up underneath the strap and then snapped it.
He is a C word.
Wow. Oh, you learned a hoe.
My God. No, he was the hoe.
Yeah, it was bad. And
the
then
peed hoe file.
The school was very afraid of my mom after that.
Yeah.
I would hope so.
Yeah. Mom. And then my brother got him 2 years later and passed with flying colors.
Imagine that.
Funny.
One can dream.
Yeah. So anyways, she was doing this. She was in Long Island, whatever else she was doing, because she was going to Macy's. So she is putting out a new collection in Macy's exclusive to them. And it is going to be size inclusive, which is something that she's never done before.
Okay.
And so, and it's going to be at a lower price point. Every piece is going to be under a hot,
oh yeah.
Why do I have to do that every episode?
Yeah, I same,
did too.
Me too.
Sorry, I did too. And I'm like,
I just like trip over my own fat fucking tongue. Yeah,
same.
So, every piece is going to be under $100, which is also something that she's never done before. Mm-hmm. So I think it's pretty exciting for her audience that enjoys her and wants to have a piece of her. Then this is their way to do it in a more accessible way.
I mean, let's just hope she has this thing on lockdown and doesn't get sent to the Goodwill.
Right, God forbid the samples go anywhere.
You're not getting it back. Sorry.
I think it's going to be good for Macy's because I'm sorry. Yeah. Macy's sucks. Let's be honest.
What happened?
Macy's used to be like a Nordstrom.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it is just, it's like JCPenney now. Yeah. Although I have to say, because of Sister Studio, I do shop at JCPenney here and there because she does find some cute stuff. That's beside the point. But maybe this will help elevate Macy's a little or bring them out of whatever they've slid in down to.
I think if I have to, you know, put my fortune teller goggles on, I think it will do for Macy's what like Lauren Conrad's brands
did for Kohl's. I hope because I was in Macy's the other day and I was at the beauty counter and there was a freaking duster, a long duster with a freaking like handle on it, just sitting there on the counter with all the makeup products. And the girl was like smacking her gum and ringing me up. And like, what happened to department store customer service?
When it used to be like an experience to go to a department store. You want to know where you have to go for that?
Nordstrom,
Bloomingdale's.
No, not even Nordstrom.
Yeah. Yes.
Neiman's,
yes. Yeah. But there are
Bergdorf's.
True.
The Nordstrom here, I mean, not so much, but back in California, they still have like, you know, like you could have a personal shopper.
Nordstrom still does that.
Yeah, but it's not quite.
It's not.
My girl texts me all the time when there's like sales and stuff. She's always texting me.
I'll always love Nordstrom. Oh my God, always. But yeah, you're right. Neiman's, Bloomingdale's.
Yeah. Oh God, I miss Bloomingdale's.
People just don't even like shop at Macy's anymore. But maybe she'll bring people in.
Every time I'm just like looking, and I'm like, I'll just go into Macy's and look, and then I'm like, no, I remembered why I don't do that.
Ugh. And you know what? This is why I don't shop at Kohl's because other than it's Kohl's, but I take umbrage with businesses like Macy's and Kohl's that run sale like these major massive sales and put out all these coupons every day. Like one, like gross. Like I love a sale, but like I don't know. There's something
when it's always on sale.
But like, that's what I'm saying. Like and maybe this is me being like snobby. Like there's something really icky about a store that's like always got sales.
I don't think it's snobby. I think it's annoying.
AGS. Don't AGS. Not,
I don't think you're not annoying, but I think it's annoying when it's like there's always a sale because what's so special about it? You know what I mean?
What's so special about it?
Special.
Just have it cheaper then or less expensive or whatever, however people want to say it. But you know, it's funny. I went to Kohl's yesterday because I had to return something from Amazon and I couldn't just like print it and return it, which is so annoying. So I had to go into Kohl's and take it back.
Go to the UPS store. You don't have to go into Kohl's.
It didn't give me that option for that particular item.
Oh,
no, I had to go to Kohl's. It was a door hanger for our pantry, 16 inches long. So it was pretty big, but it was a like a spice rack or like a shelving unit thing.
Do you remember the tip that I told you? What was your return reason?
Yeah, but it didn't give me any option like that.
When you had went, like when you clicked to return, what was your return reason?
I don't freaking know. But regardless, I had to go into Kohl's. So when I was walking in, there was like a little jumpsuit in the window. I was like, oh, let me just like take a peek because I still look in the junior section. No, I can't with all these mud jeans and stuff. It's so ugly. Like,
it's cheap and they smell
mud
cheap.
Jeans. Yeah. I forgot about mud jeans.
Yeah. But anyways. So, Bib sharing.
Who put this one?
I did.
Oh, okay.
That's why I was saying it.
Wait a minute. Can I interrupt real quick before we move away?
Sure you can.
Allie Green has jeans on her website. They're like $25.
Oh.
$28.
Are they kids? Or are they like grown-ups?
Yeah, they're grown-ups. But this is...
I can't wait to look at her online boutique.
I wonder if another Bib would ever do a try-on haul from
she
her
has
boutique.
Like these sweatpant joggers that are destroyed. Those are fucking ugly.
That's stupid. Yeah, I don't like that. I'm not
$34 and literally everything's sold out. She's which trying makes to be, me want to kill myself a little
she's
bit.
Trying That's to be crazy. Beachy Dolls.
She is, and she is not beachy, and she's not dropping Mm-mm. a collection at midnight. No, thank you.
Look at that. Ugh.
I like that top. Let's see. With a cute little high-waisted jean skirt. Not mad about that at all. I could do the top.
I don't like I them mean, together. I don't like them
you
together.
You could do the top.
Yeah.
Not many people can do the top.
I wouldn't wear it just casually around here.
Just around Raleigh.
Hey, guys.
Holly Springs moms will love you.
Wow. Yeah, at Target. Imagine that. Yikes. So bibs sharing each other, like being genuine or not sharing. And kind of what triggered this is when we were talking the other day, we had shared on our story just the winners of the Like to Know It Awards. And mostly everybody that we shared responded back to us and was like, thank you so much, you know, just for sharing. It's really just about like transparency as a whole, right? Like mm-hmm. Instagram is all about transparency and getting your page or your whatever
on the radar,
you on other people's radar, mm-hmm. reach. It's all about reach. And so somebody posted ours. Was it Samantha Bell or Alexis?
One of the two. I can't remember. It was a Bell.
Yeah, but one of them did share us and kept our swiping up on there. And the other one, I can't remember. Are you looking it up? Just
yeah.
Okay, so one of them shared it and like strategically covered up swiping up's name. And they were like, thank you so much. And then the other sister actually just posted it on their stories, which... You know,
Shaw Day.
Fine. It's like, yeah.
I don't get it.
I don't either.
Like, obviously, we're not whenever we post on stories, mm-hmm. we're doing it because, like, this is the content we genuinely yes. want to talk about and promote. Yes. We're not doing it to get shared back. No. We're not doing it to get a like at all.
No.
But
when you go out of your way to cover up, it's like, it was like, oh, wait, was that intentional? Like, did you actually, like, just try to cover up swiping up? Because
Samantha was the one who covered it up. Okay. Alexis
did. Okay. Which we obviously appreciate. We've talked about this before. We appreciate any love that we get.
Yeah,
because again, the business that Instagram is and influencing and bibs and stuff, it is all about transparency and being just more like there for everybody to see. So you want people to share you. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's why bibs do it. But then it's like on the flip side of that, if you go and you like strategically cover up our name, which if you still clicked the picture, it would still take you to our page. It's like, that kind of feels weird. Like,
it was on our stories.
Yeah, but I checked it. You could still go. Yeah, it would take you to ours. But regardless, it was like when people are just quickly clicking. Ooh,
wow. All three of us.
Clicking, quickly clicking. That's hard to say.
That is.
When people are just quickly clicking.
Oh my God.
Quickly clicking. Then it's just like, okay, whatever, fine. But so it got me thinking about like when bibs are sharing each other and how we've talked about in the past where they're like, it's obviously like, hey, you share me, I'll share you. And then it feels different than
Circle
if like, yeah, it's like if someone just like actually says, oh my gosh, I found this person. They're really cool. Look at their page.
Mm-hmm.
That I think is a little bit more well received. Do y'all think that? Yeah. Like, do you feel like that feels better than when each bib's like, hey, I'll share you if you share me or like they agree.
But we talked about this on a previous episode. Yeah. Remember I was talking about how Tanner did that with someone and Tanner did say, you know, like to her own defense, when she shares with other people, she's genuine about it. But I get what you're saying because it does.
It just feels different.
It feels contrived.
Yes. Like when we were talking about the Southernish mama that we were just talking about, I just randomly put her on my stories when I found her. I was like, this girl's really cool. Like for the moms out there that want to like see this, it's like, if you want to share somebody.
Right.
Like, don't necessarily do it like, I'll scratch your back, you scratch mine.
Yeah.
You know?
That's literally verbatim what I was going to say. Yeah. And like, there's been
read your mind.
Oh my God.
But at the same time, I in devil's advocate, I kind of get it because it's kind of like the circle jerk.
Yes.
You know?
I totally understand we're talking about doing it, but it's like, it feels more genuine when it's just like a one-sided
100%.
Thing.
Yeah.
There's definitely been times where I've gone to see someone, like somebody shared someone. I'm like, oh, like cool, new person. I'll go look. They look like somebody I might be interested
bless
in.
Bless me.
Yeah.
And then, bless you.
Bless you.
Bless. But then I'll go and I'll look at this person and I'm looking through their stories. And like, I feel, I'm like, oh, it wasn't a genuine share.
Yeah.
Like when I watch their stories.
But
this
then
new person.
You do have people like Tanner who were like, no, it for me, it truly was genuine. But it's like, how do you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I get, listen, you know I get it. Everybody's going to share people. I'm going to share both of you guys this week.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
like,
thanks.
Hey, have you checked out Wendy Bang Basic? Have you checked out Esther So Extra?
Yeah.
No, so, you know, if you guys don't share me back, I'll be mad.
Yeah. Obviously.
Hey, I'm going to start. I'm going to go share mine from Swiping Up.
But like, have you seen this sweet bib?
Real cool.
Wendy being basic.
I'm just kidding. I would never do that, actually. But I'm just saying, bibs, we love you. And if you just like cash, you know, just share somebody, here for that. But it feels a little bit different if you like each.
We all have those people that we like, right? So
yeah.
The bibs do too. I'm sure you guys have people that you're not in. Like, or that you don't actually communicate with or have friendships with, who you just like to follow. Like, share those people. It's okay.
Yeah. But then there are... Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay. Go ahead. Yeah. It's okay, Sikki.
No, but then there are ones where they will talk about somebody else and they'll like rattle off this list of facts about them. That doesn't seem genuine to me. That seems contrived.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah.
You know?
Well, listen. I mean, everything's contrived, I guess.
Yeah, I feel like some is and some isn't, but it's hard to tell.
I was going to make another point, and now I can't remember.
I ruined your point.
No.
Retrace your steps.
I am. Okay, so we were talking about sharing.
And just like casually sharing somebody, like just because like it doesn't have to be like a business transaction. Maybe that's what I was trying to say. Maybe it just feels too like businessy.
Businessy, yeah.
It's like, bibs, take off your Golden Goose and take off your cute sweats. Oh, go.
I remember. Okay. Right, so one of the things that I have noticed too is like when someone will have something that's like kitschy,
mm-hmm.
like Whitney with her rapid fire.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So Chelsea does the rapid fire.
Yes.
But Chelsea always credits Whitney.
Yes.
And then I've seen other people do it. So then like Patrick Weaver, I've seen him do it and credit Chelsea.
Yes.
Okay.
But I've seen other people doing it too.
Mm-hmm. Not credit.
And not credit anybody. So I also feel like that is something like there's a lot of picking and choosing.
Yeah.
How and when we share other bloggers. You know what I mean? Like they jump on the bandwagon to talk about each other on their stories, but then like you actually take something and use something that you saw someone else do and you're not going to credit it.
Yeah.
It's just interesting.
Just give credit where credit is due and then keep it moving and keep the rapid fire pew, pew.
I feel
pew.
Like over crediting is better than under crediting. Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cause you never want to be misconstrued as like that person that is.
Takes it for your own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's something like very yucky about that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's my 3-year-old word. I can't think of anything else.
It's yucky.
It's yucky. Gross.
Oh my god.
No. Okay. Well, I know that we were keeping this one a little
short
light, a little short and sweet, a little brief. So
we're doing a collaboration with Hex. You probably heard of them before. Do y'all remember Hex?
What's Hex?
This is for Macy's. It's like,
oh my god.
Yeah. We just established that we don't shop at Macy's.
Right. It was
or
a joke.
Kohl's. I just want to put that out
it's
there.
It's below both of those. So it was a joke. It's kind of like it's the Kmart of
I've never heard of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Is
they're
it
out
a
of
Southern
business.
Thing?
Maybe, probably.
Oh, okay.
Are Kmart
anyway.
Still a thing? Do they still exist?
I mean, no, I don't know. I know back in my town they were going out of business years ago.
A lot of them around here have gone out of business. There was one at the beach, like where we have our place, and we bought Fisher a monitor there because it was like $60. It was cheap just for the beach house, and mm-hmm. they're no longer there. And he ain't but a year and a half old. So
Kmart is scary.
I can't remember like the last time I actually saw one, but people still talk about it. I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or maybe my dad used to call it Kmart. I'm like, I feel like it's Kmart, but it's my dad.
Oh my god.
TK, same thing.
Kmart.
But yeah, this episode we talked about a lot of collaborations, so I just wanted to tell everybody we're dropping ours.
Our collab.
Please. When we get our collab, it'll be better than this.
It'll be at Bloomingdale's.
I'm actually surprised that this
episode was a dream.
I'm surprised this episode was not as long-winded as normal, but don't worry. We'll have a very long-winded and full episode for you.
Next week.
For when we turn 30.
The 30th episode. Whoa. Can you believe it?
Oh my gosh.
It's gonna be a good one.
All right.
So I have a new bib that I recently started following.
Okay.
Is that your swipe up?
Yeah.
And it's a bib?
Uh-huh.
Your swipe up is a bib?
I mean, yes and no. Yes, because I want you to swipe up on the bib. Oh, so cool. It's twofold, yeah. Actually.
Okay. Are we purchasing her? Is she for sale? I've always wanted a real life bib.
What are you trying to say?
She comes in a cute little box.
Aw.
No, she's really cute though. What's Smita found?
Oh, she's a swiper.
Yeah, but she's also a bib.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Yay!
Oh, so that's it?
No, so I'm introducing my swipe up, but I wanted to tell you where I found it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So
yeah.
She's not your swipe up.
No, sorry. I was making a joke. Oh my gosh.
Oh, okay. Man.
I thought that Wendy was making a joke about that. So I was rolling with it.
Yeah, I got it.
Oh, okay.
Spencer. So keep up. Spencer. Hey.
Don't throw me under the bus.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Where were you?
So. All right.
Sorry.
Okay. So my swipe up this week is brought to you by a bib named What Smita Found. Her name is Smita. She is so stinking cute. Mm-hmm. Yes, she's also a swiper.
I love her daughter. She's throwing that out there. She is so cute. Bib in training.
Yeah. I love it. So, ooh, I have a bubble in my throat. So she posted these shoes a little while ago.
Those are cute.
And they are the Adidas dupes. Love. And the only difference I found with these are they don't have the stripe. So
yeah.
You can't see these, but obviously I'll post them. But they are Dalmatian print almost, kind of.
Let me see.
I was going to say they kind of look like a giraffe.
Dalmatian. Leopardy Dalmatian, black and white.
If we were a shoe, we'd be that shoe.
Yeah.
And a little of everything.
Maybe a little pink.
The Adidas version has the three stripes on the side, but the Walmart version doesn't. That's the only difference. So I actually went to Walmart and they didn't have them in, even though the app said that they did.
Rude.
So rude.
That's really rude.
But then I went back like 2 days later and they were truly there. And remember last episode when I said I met that lady who was trying them on too?
Yes.
I just didn't say what it was.
Oh, okay. But
yeah. So I tried them on and they are so freaking comfortable. They are so lightweight.
So you've worn them and you like
them?
Yes,
I love them.
Dang.
I wore them like out running errands one day and they are just really, really breathable. They're like very lightweight and the little insole comes out. So if it ever gets too worn or whatever, you can just replace it. But they're $18.
Wow.
Dang, and the Adidas ones are like $84.
Yeah.
Perfect. So I highly recommend them because they're just
10/10 recommend.
Yeah. They're cute and they can like sort of just, I don't know.
They are cute.
Could you dress up an outfit with sneakers? You could.
You totes can, just saying.
Yeah. So,
but something like that, like that is so like niche. Like there's probably not a ton of times that you're going to wear a shoe that looks like that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like if you can spend a quarter of the amount for
a
shoe.
And they're going to come in and out of style. Now, I'm not going to lie.
That's
I did look
saying.
Up the Adidas versions and they're like freaking sold out everywhere. So it's
annoying,
they
are sold out
everywhere.
That's annoying.
But yeah, I mean, something like that, you don't want to spend a lot of money on probably.
But these are black and white. I would wear them everywhere. And I feel like animal print, snake skin, everything.
Yeah.
Like, yes, it's in right now, but I also don't know. Do you think it would go out of fashion?
I think animal print happens
cool.
In the bib world, I think it never goes out of style.
Yeah.
I think in reality, in real fashion, it goes in and out.
It does. Definitely.
I mean,
does.
I don't think it's ever out, but it definitely is having a moment.
It is having a major moment because it used to be tacky. Don't you remember?
Yes.
About Peggy Bundy when she
still
would
think
wear,
animal print a lot
be,
of times can be very tacky.
Yeah, it depends on how you wear it.
Totally.
As Esther's wearing her leopard PJ set. Yeah.
No, but this is cute to me.
So cute.
This is not tacky
but
animal print. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
there's
that's
a difference.
What we talked about last week. It's not like a tacky. I think it all depends on the print.
Oh yeah,
yep.
Because if
and
it's a,
how you wear it too.
Yes, for sure. But
these
anyway,
are your jammies.
Are
but if you went out in the wild wearing leopard print head to toe, I'd judge you a little bit. I'm not gonna lie.
But yeah, these are cute. You can throw them on. They like you could throw them on with like black leggings, a white T-shirt, a jean jacket, a hoodie. They're so
really
comfortable.
Cute.
I cannot get over them.
Totes my goats.
Yeah. Love.
You next.
Thanks, Smita.
I'm going next. Okay, cool. So mine are two little, I got them on Amazon, but they're like little half Yeti cups almost. So I got
so
one
cute.
That looks like a coffee mug.
I like that.
And I got one that looks like just a regular cup. And
are they actually Yeti?
No, they're not made by Yeti. But one of them, I think they were each like $13.99.
Nice.
Which, I mean, they have tons of different colors. They're cute because the little mini ones, sometimes I don't want like a full thing of coffee, mm-hmm. or I'll drink some of it at home and then I need to pour the rest of it and go.
And
it's
a
so the little yeah. one, yeah, it fits perfect. It's almost like a small version of your cup, Esther, that you're using right now.
Oh, okay.
Which is really nice. So I love those. Like I said, I got one of each, but you can also buy them in packs. And I think it was like 2 for $26. But they have Ooh. Literally every color. They were sold out of the fuchsia when I got mine last week. But I got the like carnation
the baby pink.
Pink
is so cute.
It's so cute. I have little monograms that I'm going to put on them. Oh, isn't that cute though? That.
Yes.
That's very cute.
Yeah. So anyway, that's my swipe up.
So this is like in relation to yours, not mine.
Okay.
I'm kind of off Yeti brand specifically.
Are you? Oh, okay.
Not that I mean, listen, Yetis are awesome.
Yeah.
But they're not the only brand that can keep a drink hot or
You're
cold
right.
for
yeah,
the
right.
same duration of yep. time. I bought a $10 tumbler thing, kind of mm-hmm. like that one.
Yeah.
At Home Goods.
Yeah.
I filled it with coffee. I went to get a pedicure the other day. I sat through my entire pedicure and I still couldn't drink my coffee because it was so hot. So hot.
Really?
Piping hot.
Yes, piping hot.
I love it.
Like our podcast.
Yeah. Piping hot tea, bitches.
but it then, so then my crazy brain was like, do, 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 do. You yeah. know, mm-hmm. I go all over there. Mm-hmm. So on my little brain train, mm-hmm. It took me to Jen Reed's swipe up, mm-hmm. or not swipe ups, her
story highlights.
Her random facts.
Oh, yeah.
Her Saturday,
oh,
like,
yes. saw that
whatever.
Too. Yes.
And there was a thing about the Yeti cooler.
Yep, yes.
So
I saw
that. The Yeti Tundra cooler. It's like mm-hmm. $1,300 and it is grizzly proof.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I read
and
that.
And she said they actually tested it, which yeah. is, that is crazy.
Yes.
Stuff like that. Like,
yeah.
Okay.
Mike is a name brand snob and they're a big like hunter and fisherman brand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so like he will only have a Yeti. So I have a Yeti, like a blue cooler, and I got like a monogram, like a Lilly Pulitzer monogram for the inside oh, and outside. Cute. I have stickers all over it.
Cute.
And then for Father's Day, I got him the bag one, but he like, those guys are so loyal to like the brand. But when I read her thing the other day, I told Mike, I was like, do you realize like the Yeti coolers are actually like a bear can't get yeah. into it? Like that's insane.
Yeah.
Like so
that's
insane.
Really cool.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
So now I'll move on to my swipe up. So I was, shopping around for jewelry and, I wanted something for Valentine's Day. And so I was in Target. I really was not finding anything that I liked on Amazon or online. Like there was a few swipe ups that I saw here or there that like were sold out by the time mm-hmm. I went to them. So
those
at
are
Target,
freaking
they've got
so cute.
Sugar Fix by Bauble Bar, which their jewelry is so dang
and you don't wear
cute.
Big earrings usually, so I am like I thoroughly
love,
impressed.
I know.
Okay. I'm a hoop girl.
Okay.
I wear
the hoop, the bigger
okay.
the hoe.
Utah. Totally. Idaho. I'd a big hoe because I wear a big hoops.
Those are so cute,
so
though.
So these are like gold heart-shaped yes. hoops. They're probably, what, like 2 inches?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, they are adorable. Those they were, cute. I think, $13.
Yeah, $12.99.
And then I bought...
They're under $13, guys.
Under $13.
Oh, see, I love these because these are dainty. Oh.
God, I
so
love
then,
those.
Yeah, so then I bought a set. So they come with little studs that say love. And then they have those huggy hoops with
so
the
cute.
Pave stones. And then it has XO hanging off of each of them.
That would be me. I would love that.
This obsessed. Is so cute.
And right now, Target is doing 20% off of all jewelry.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
So... Yeah, I bought
those.
I'm glad
we record early so we can actually go run and get these real quick before other people hear it because we are so influential.
Right.
These are so
we don't want
pretty.
Them to sell out.
Well, before I can get my little grubby paws on them, absolutely not.
I have to have these. I'm going to go get them.
They're so cute.
You influenced me.
Oh,
me too.
So glad.
Y'all always influence me.
I know.
All right, guys. Rate us, review us, subscribe. You can join our Facebook group.
Fill out the questions.
For the love yep. of God, answer the questions.
Yep.
You can follow us on Instagram at Swiping Up. You can follow me, Spencer, at Spencer's So Basic.
You can follow me, Esther, at Esther So Extra.
And you can follow me, Wendy, at Wendy Being Basic.
And as always, don't forget to hashtag
embrace the basic.
Bye, guys.
This show is part of the Orbital Jigsaw Network. For more episodes, subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, or Stitcher Radio. For details and show notes from each episode, check us out, orbitaljigsaw.com.